Warning, although this podcast revolves around Disney, Disney movies, and Disney-related themes, we have a tendency to use mature language, which is not suitable for all ages. Discretion is advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the episode that you've been dying for since the last episode. It is part two of the Ocho and Ortiz Disney World Adventures. So, without any further ado, let's jump right into this shit. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it is part two of the Ocho and Ortiz Disney podcast, Disney World Adventures. And before I get into it, I actually wrote down the social medias and stuff for the show, because on the last episode, it had been so long since we had done an episode, I couldn't remember the plugs, so I want to get them out of the way. So if you want to follow the show, you can follow us on Twitter, at Ocho Ortiz Disney. Or you can follow us on Instagram or Facebook, Ocho and Ortiz Disney Pod on Instagram, or Facebook.com/ Ocho and Ortiz Disney Pod. If you want to become a patron on our Patreon page, you can go to Patreon.com/ Ocho and Ortiz Disney Pod. And if you want to buy some merch, we do have shirts. I am going to start working on new ones, but if you want to buy some of the old designs that we have up and available, you can go to shop.spreadshirt.com/ Ocho and Ortiz Disney Pod. Of course, the best way you can help the show for free is just by sharing it, letting other people know where they can find this show. If you do enjoy this podcast, we would greatly appreciate you sharing it. Let people know that we are available on all major podcasts and platforms, including but not limited to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and of course the main source of uploading is Podbean, Ocho and Ortiz DisneyPod.podbean.com. I almost said Stitcher, but Stitcher discontinued their services last month when we're recording this. I don't know when this is going to be released, but Stitcher ceased to be a podcasting platform back in August, so you can no longer find us on Stitcher because it no longer exists, but all those other major podcasts and platforms. Now, with all that out of the way, let's get into the good stuff. I said on last week's episode that we were probably going to break this down into two parks. Animal Kingdom and Epcot was the last episode, and we were going to do Magic Kingdom and Hollywood Studios on this episode. However, I think we're actually going to break the adventures down in our September adventures down into three parts. We'll do Magic Kingdom tonight, and then we'll do Hollywood Studios on the next episode. And the reason I want to do it that way is because doing two at a time is just too time consuming. Like, the last episode was, we did an hour and 40 minutes of recording, and I managed to edit that down to about an hour and 20 minutes, just under an hour, 20 minutes. So I want to save myself a little bit of time on editing. But in addition to that, as we did mention on the last episode, Josh is going away on September the 16th. So I just want to split. I also want to split the episodes just because I want to have some shows in the bank for when he's away, just because there is going to be a week or two period where we're not going to be able to record anything. So for time constraints, as well as just banking episodes, we're going to split it into two. Tonight, we're going to do Magic Kingdom. Josh, how are things going with you? How have you been since I last talked to you?
Oh, you know, they're good. I'm just getting stuff ready for the trip, or at least trying to, you know.
Is it 1 week or 2 weeks that you're going for?
What's that?
Is it 1 week or 2 weeks that you're going for?
9 nights, 10 days.
So about a week and a half.
Yeah. That's usually what my trips are. I don't, 2 weeks seems like a little bit too long sometimes. But this is the thing my mom used to say back in the day, is that 1 week is too short, 2 weeks is too long, and 10 days is like just perfect. So I've kind of stuck to that.
That's fair. Well, I mean, when we went in September, we crammed it into a week, because I did Florida for a week, and then, I mean, you were there a couple of days ahead of me. I went to Tampa, as I mentioned on the last broadcast, I went to Tampa and went to a baseball game, and then I ended up meeting you in Orlando. And then we did a week in Disney and Universal, and then I did a week in Halifax on my own. But yeah, so last time we crammed, basically, because our first day last year of the trip was September 5th, and the last day was September 10th. So basically, over the course of 6 days, we crammed in like six parks, because we did two of the Universal Studios parks, the main park plus Islands of Adventure, and then we did all four of the Disney World theme parks, Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom, Epcot, and Hollywood Studios. So we crushed a lot into a 6 day span.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was still 10. I mean, like, because I got there about 3-4 days before you, so I still did 10 days.
Yeah, I mean, we are recording this on September the 4th. So as of a year ago today, as of this recording, I was in Orlando with you, because I actually took the train from Tampa to Orlando, because I was debating whether to fly out from Tampa to Orlando, but it was going to be like a $200 one-way flight from Tampa to Orlando, and then the train ticket ended up being like 50, 60 bucks. I'm like, yeah, no brainer. I'll take the train.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And then you got there. We watched All In or All Out.
All Out. It was All Out. And then that was the first infamous CM Punk backstage incident with All Elite Wrestling. I mean, we're not going to dwell on it too much, because this is not the wrestling podcast. We've put that to bed and retirement, but CM Punk has now been fired by All Elite Wrestling for a second backstage incident, which happened a week ago as of this recording at All In London, and Jack Perry is suspended indefinitely for his role in the incident. But yeah, so it was interesting, but it was fun. We were in your hotel watching, because we were in the same hotel, obviously, but we had different rooms. And so we were in your room watching All Out and eating a shit ton of food.
Yeah, we got a lot of food. That's a trend with me. I got a lot of food.
We had KFC, I think we had pizza, I forget what all we had, but yeah, we had a shit ton of food.
Yeah. It works out. And then, it works out.
And then September 5th marked our first day at doing our Disney World adventures, so a year ago tomorrow, as of this recording.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and we did Epcot first, but Magic Kingdom was fun, because not only did we do Magic Kingdom during the day, but we did Mickey's
Not So Scary Halloween Party.
That's right. I couldn't get the fucking thing out of my mouth. It was on the tip of my tongue and it wouldn't come out properly.
Yeah, since we're doing Magic Kingdom, I gotta find my list for those rides.
Well, while you do that, I will try to fill the air and let people know that we still are not sponsored by Manscaped. I mean, shocking, I know, because as of this recording, the last episode hasn't even released yet. But Manscaped, if you want to sponsor us, hashtag sponsor us Manscaped. Guys, if you want the smoothest shave your balls can get, go to manscaped.com. Pick up the Lawnmower 4.0 today. We don't have a promo code. I wish we did. If we had a promo code, I would give it to you. But we aren't officially sponsored by Manscaped, so there is no promo code. But go to Manscaped anyways, buy the Lawnmower 4.0, put promo code OchoOrtizDisney in the promo box, because maybe, I mean, it's not going to work, it's not going to give you a discount, but maybe if enough people put that in the promo box, it'll crash their system. Probably not enough to crash the system, but maybe it'll raise some flags and alert them that they should do a sponsorship with us. So
There we go.
How have you found the list yet, Josh?
I have the list, yes.
All right. So I will let Josh take over, just like the last episode with Epcot, and I will let him lead the way.
I have a list of the rides here, and I don't even know if you've gone on half of these. I don't even know if I've gone on. Well, no, I've been on everything, but like, there's just some things that I mean, like, I don't do often, so I don't even know if you've done them, but we're going to go through the list here anyways. Yeah, Magic Kingdom was great. Like you said before, we did the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, which I will be attending again this year. That is their after party hours for the Halloween event, clearly.
Yeah, people dress up in costumes and they give away people candy. Dress up.
They have special characters that come out, like the Sanderson sisters from Hocus Pocus, Jack and Sally from your favorite movie of A Nightmare Before Christmas.
To be fair, I hate both Nightmare Before Christmas and Hocus Pocus, so I mean.
But they got some cool ones as well.
But we didn't see the characters last year, I don't think.
No, so Jack and Sally are like towards the front of the park, but they're always like a 2-hour wait.
fair enough.
And then the Sanderson sisters, they don't really do a meet and greet. They are part of this one of the stage show, because it's the Hocus Pocus stage show, right? So they do 2 or 3 of those a night. And then, but they're all over merchandise nowadays. They never used to be, but they are now. But it's mostly run by like all the villains that are there too in the stage show as well. You'll see like Oogie Boogie and Hades and them. But you'll get some random different meet and greets. I think Tweedledee and Tweedledum are around, the Queen of Hearts. Basically, a lot of the villains are just walking around. They're not walking around, but there'll be meet and greets and stuff. You can go and take pictures with them, photo spots.
And wasn't there like a Monsters, Inc. dance party or something last year for it, too?
There probably was. there's a dance party. I don't know if it's Monsters, Inc., but usually you'll see Sully around there and other people. And that's back in Tomorrowland. We need to do a whole episode on just Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. But one of the cool things about that, too, is they have layovers, or special Halloween layovers. They had one for Pirates of the Caribbean, the teacups, and Space Mountain, where Space Mountain is just completely in the dark. You wouldn't know because it's a roller coaster that you will not go on. And one of the cool things about that as well, what's that?
I said, that is correct. I will not go on Space Mountain.
And one of the other really cool things is you get to go trick-or-treating around Magic Kingdom, and it's not just for kids, it's everybody.
Yeah, and it's so much fun.
It's fucking dope. I love it. There's also a special parade, again, filled with all, like, the villains and, like, comes out. This could just be the episode of Mickey's Not Scary Halloween Party. No, I'm kidding. But it's awesome. It starts with the Headless Horseman, and there's just, again, everybody's dressed up, and it's a really fun time. It's a really cool time, and there's even a special fireworks just for that as well.
And what I enjoyed about the trick-or-treating, too, is that there were candies and chocolate bars in there that you don't normally get up here in Canada. So I had a blast trying different candies and stuff that I hadn't ever had before. So that was awesome.
Nice. Yeah. So my plan right now, Dave, is that I'm only doing 3 days of Disney, but one of them, so I'm going to get there. I'll do one day Monday, one day Wednesday. And then, so I'm only actually buying like a 2-day ticket for Monday and Wednesday, and Tuesday is the Halloween party. So I'm not going to buy a ticket to go on during the day for that. I'll just, because I get in at 4 o'clock, I'm not going to waste buying a day ticket for that.
Yeah, and it goes till like midnight, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, that should be fun.
So, I mean, you basically get 8 hours, so you'll be fine.
Exactly. All right, but are you ready to give your ratings/not applicables for half of these?
I am absolutely ready.
The only reason I'm saying not applicable for some of these is because some of these are actual just little kiddie rides that like you just we didn't go on.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
so I mean, I'm gonna just randomly pick one right now, and I don't know if I know for a fact we did not do this. I don't know if you did this on your adventures last trip. Country Bear Jamboree, did you ever check that out?
No.
Okay, so not applicable.
No.
It's just a little show. It's a little show.
Again, I don't remember doing a whole lot of shows at Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. Okay, you know what? Here's one I know that we did. Jungle Cruise.
Really, really enjoyed that one. It's an oldie. It's a classic. It's got those cheesy puns, which I absolutely loved. I think I was one of the few people that was laughing at the puns the entire way through that ride. It's so great. I love it so, so much. For me, that ride is an 8. I really want to go on that again in January, but I kept fucking forgetting about it.
Fair.
There were a couple of rides at Magic Kingdom that I went on a couple of times again in January. And Jungle Cruise is one that I meant to do. But one time when I tried it, the wait was way too long. And then the second day we were at Magic Kingdom back in January, I just completely forgot about it and didn't get a chance to do it again. But I love that ride. I I can't wait to go back at some point and do that ride again. It's an old ride, but it's a classic ride.
It is 100% a classic ride. What I love about not just that ride, but I remember when we were going to it, I knew you would love it because you're the type of person that loves those puns and like dad jokes. So
yeah.
I knew what was coming and it did not disappoint because I just knew you were going to die laughing at every single thing. And you didn't disappoint. Like I said, you were just like, and the skippers that do that ride are fantastic with their jokes and their timing. It's a fun ride.
Yeah,
great ride.
Yeah, 100%. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Another one I know we didn't do is just the regular Prince Charming's carousel. It's just a regular carousel. So I'm gonna say not applicable for that one.
Yeah, definitely didn't do that one.
Did we ever go on the Tomorrowland Speedway?
Speedway, no.
So do you know which one that one was?
It's the one with the cars and stuff underneath the people mover.
Yeah, so it's like go-karts, but you only go like 5 miles per hour and you're technically on a track.
Yeah. I wanted to do that, but we never got a chance to.
That's fair, because it's like sometimes it's a long line for no reason at all. It's an okay ride. It's there.
Kids love to have a chance to drive cars, man, so I get it.
Fair enough. Another one that I think we might have done. Did we go on the Winnie the Pooh ride?
I was looking at that one earlier, and I honestly can't remember. I don't think we did.
Okay.
But yeah, because I was kind of going through the rides earlier myself just to kind of refresh my memory as to what rides were at that park. And I came across that one. And I'm like, I don't know if we did this or not. So if we did do it, it's definitely not memorable. And I can't give it a rating because I honestly don't remember being on it.
Fair enough. Okay, fuck it. Let's just go into one that I know we've been on and I know that you like. And we're going to go with the Haunted Mansion.
Love it. I think we ended up doing that twice in September, and then I did it like two or three times again in January. I love that ride. When we did it, actually, every single time I went on that ride, there was a point in it where it just like fucking delayed for a couple of minutes. When we were on it, I think that was the longest delay that I experienced on that ride. That was like a 10-minute delay where we just got stuck in the ride and it wasn't moving.
That's awesome.
But that's one again where the Imagineers just did such an awesome job with it. I mean, there's stuff you can interact with in the lineup, which I didn't even notice the first time. Like, I didn't even notice the interactive stuff until we went back in January. And then just sort of the pre-show before you get on the actual ride, once you're in the house and the walls are closing in and everything, the Imagineers just did such an amazing job. This is another one that's a classic, and oh man, I want to give it an 8, but like, all the stops and stuff, like all the technical issues with that ride, I'm probably going to knock it down to a 7. But I love that ride so, so much. That's definitely another one where every time I'm at Magic Kingdom, I want to go on it. So
yeah.
And again, that was one that we did during the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. So it was at night, it was dark, it was like perfect for that ride. So it was just a great experience overall.
Yeah, I love that ride. It was actually one of my mom's favorite rides. So I make it a point to always go on that ride as well.
And I think they're renovating it, aren't they? Or they're expanding it from, I just saw.
No, they were just supposed to be adding something to it. It's a character that was created, but they never really put it in it. And it is in the version in Disneyland. And it was a big component or a main character in the new movie that came out. And that's the Hatbox Ghost. And some people were just complaining. It hasn't debuted yet. And that's what everybody thought it was going to be down for. But it is open now, especially with the Halloween parties going on now. One of the things that they were going to add that. I don't know where they're adding it. There were rumors of where they were going to add it, and some people were not. They thought it would distract from the story and fuck with the story a little bit, so people weren't happy. But from what I know, it I don't think it's been added yet, but it is open.
Okay, yeah, because I know there's a couple of Disney vlogs that I watch on YouTube, and I know I saw one the other day that was talking about it, and I can't, like, I don't remember. Obviously, you just explained it, but I didn't remember exactly what it was that was going on with that ride. But yeah, so DFB Guide is one that I watch all the time. So shout out to DFB Guide.
Disney food blog.
I love that channel. It's so, so good. The other one is Yesterworld Productions or something like that. I forget the exact name. And then Poseidon Entertainment, which Poseidon does both, it covers both Disney World and Universal theme parks. So those are the three that I usually watch the most. And then there's other ones that will pop up from time to time that I'll take a.
Paging Mr. Morrow is a good one.
Which one?
Paging Mr. Morrow, I think that's what it's called.
Oh, that one hasn't shown up in my recommendations yet. I'll have to check them out.
Provost Park something. I follow them. And then, I don't know, Orlando Informer, I always follow them. They're mostly Universal, but like I think they do dabble in some Disney stuff.
Yeah, and WDW Today or WDW News.
Yep. I know them.
That one pops up from time to time. But yeah, I think the one that pops up most often that I definitely watch the most of is DFB Guide. So shout out to DFB Guide. You guys do an absolutely tremendous job. I even sent them
check their website.
I even sent them an email a couple about a month or two ago because I had a general question about Disney that I figured they could be able to answer, and they got back to me within like 24 hours. So yeah, it's a great channel. So I love that.
Look, you're asking somebody else about Disney questions without asking me. The fuck, Dave? I'm the Disney expert here.
I cheated on you, Josh. I'm sorry.
That hurts. I am the map.
I am the one who answers.
Oh, that's funny. So, you know, back to a little bit more to the Haunted Mansion. I love that ride, though, because that's what we were talking about. I love that ride. Like I said before, it was one of my mom's favorite rides. She loved it. It's fantastic. It's just, it's so spooky. And it's a fun time. It's a great time.
It really is.
I love that ride.
Despite the fact that it'll break down, it's a great ride. I love it so much.
That's fair. And I mean, like, I know I've told you this, but I'm going to say this one on the show as well. Let's see if you remember. Do you know what the difference is between the Magic Kingdom one and the Disneyland one?
Yes. The Magic Kingdom one is in Florida, whereas the Disneyland one is in California.
Okay, so, Dick. there's a reason. So, do you remember, like, the I guess it's, like, the pre-show where, like, the room looks like it's stretching?
Yes, yeah.
So there's a reason why they did that. And the first one opened in Disneyland. And what they did was they had to make that an actual elevator in Disneyland. So when you go into that room, it's an actual elevator that goes down and it makes it look so like the room is stretching upwards, right? But the reason they did that was because that was a ride that they added after the park opened. And one of the park opening things was the train that goes around the park, right? So they actually had to build the building that houses the ride on the opposite side of the tracks. So the elevator goes down at Disneyland, and then you have to go underneath the tracks to get into the main building on the ride. But when Disney World was opening and they were building that ride there, they didn't have to do that because the park wasn't open yet. So in that one, it's not an elevator. It makes it could be feel like an elevator, but that one the room actually goes up. You don't go down, and then you can just go straight onto the ride.
Oh, and sorry, I did find the video I was looking for. So DFB Guide posted a video a couple of days ago, 2 days ago as of this recording, so September 2nd, latest Disney news, Inside Epcot's Journey of Water, Disneyland expansion, dining plan changes. So it's actually Haunted Mansion in Disneyland out in California that's getting the expansion, not Disney World. So I forget exactly what the expansion is at Disneyland, but yeah, go check out the DFB Guide on YouTube and they'll have all that information for you.
Fair enough. Okay, so Dave, I am going to take a 5-minute break while I go to the washroom and put my laundry in the dryer, and then I'll be right back.
So another company that does not sponsor us is... Every company, the one that I was going to say, I don't think I can say on a Disney podcast. So we are not going... What's... I hear Josh yelling, but I couldn't quite hear what he said. But yeah, so the one I was going to say, I can't quite say on the podcast, not on the Disney podcast. So while Josh goes to the washroom, I am going to check the DFB guide website, which you can check out yourself by going to disneyfoodblog.com. I'm going to see if I can find the Haunted Mansion story. So that I don't have to watch the whole video again. Ah, here we go. Is this the video? Oh no, that's just their review of Journey into Water. But yeah, so if there's any companies out there that want to sponsor us, we're definitely looking for a sponsorship now that we're back and we're going to be posting on a regular basis. Fingers crossed. Knock on wood. But yeah, so if there's anybody out there that wants to help support a small Disney podcast channel, you can reach out to us via the social medias. As I said, our DMs, as far as I know, are open. I have to double check and make sure the DMs on Twitter or X are open, because I know Elon screwed around with that and changed everything around again. So... But I do believe you can reach us on Twitter, and I do believe our DMs are open on Twitter. So again, that's twitter.com/OchoOrtizDisney, or just at OchoOrtizDisney, or you can DM me on Instagram, OchoOrtizDisneyPod, or if you want, you can reach us by email with any sort of collabs, business inquiries, business partnerships, OchoOrtizDisneyPod@gmail.com. So we would love to be sponsored. We'd love to make this content more frequent than just bi-weekly. So yeah, if you want to help us out and you're a major company, well, it doesn't even have to be a major company, you can just reach out to us. And I'm sort of just talking and filling air at this point until Josh gets back. And I'm also still looking for that story on Haunted Mansion from DFB Guide. Ba, 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 I'm loving it. 20 big changes Disney has already announced for 2024. Yeah, you know what? Let me just go to YouTube while I wait for Josh and see what that Haunted Mansion news was. Where did you go? Of course, it doesn't help that I think my computer is freezing a little bit. Come on, DFB Guide. Literally, where did you fucking go? I just had you up. By the time I find this again, Josh is going to be back. Ah, there we go. All right.
We got to look inside Epcot's newest attraction. The Haunted Mansion is getting an expansion in Disneyland. San Francisco opened, and a brand new way to get the Disney dining plan has been announced. All the latest Disney Parks news is coming up right.
Okay, so here we go.
Rounds of the Haunted Mansion in Disneyland will be expanding in 2024. These additions will build on the story and lore of the Haunted Mansion, according to Disney. There's going to be an expanded outdoor queue line that's going to tie in some Haunted Mansion lore with gardens inspired by Master Gracie and Madame Leota. And there's also going to be a brand new retail shop next to the ride's exit, designed like a carriage house. This may be similar to Memento Mori in Magic Kingdom. These expansions will also include more accommodations for guests with disabilities, like a new elevator exit. In other Haunted Mansion news, Magic Key holders will be able to start collecting exclusive Haunted Mansion trading cards beginning September 4th through September 28th, only Monday through Thursday at Disney Anna. There are 4 cards in the set. Pacific Wharf and Disney...
Okay, so I'm pretty sure that picked up on the audio recording, but if not, basically, trading cards, Haunted Mansion trading cards, an expanded queue line, which is going to have more interactiveness to it by the sounds of it, and a shop, which is going to be awesome. So I definitely want to get to Disneyland at some point and experience that. But as of right now, we wait for Josh to finish his laundry and do whatever it is he's doing while I just talk to you all like a goddamn idiot. Which, I mean, is fine. That's pretty much me. I am a goddamn idiot, so I'm used to this. And I'm used to just sort of rambling on. I do drunk discussions by myself. That's just another podcast that I've done for a couple of years that's been on hiatus a couple of times and come back. And yeah, so I'm used to sort of just rambling on. Usually I, you know what? No, I'm not going to ramble on anymore. I'm just going to shut up for a few minutes until Josh gets back. Save my voice. I hear Josh coming back. I hear movements. I hear background noise.
You do. Sorry about
it. It's all good. It is all good.
I got downstairs because I put the both machines in at the same time, but for some reason, and I gave it an extra 5 to 10 minutes too, I get down there and the one machine's done, the other machine says 5 minutes. I'm like, fucker! And it's one of those machines that just, that like automatically locks and you can't fuck it open until it's done.
Yeah.
But I kind of had to fucking wait.
Shit. It's okay. I rambled on. I begged for sponsorships. I got more information on the Haunted Mansion expansion in Disneyland, so we're good. We're all good.
All right. So, are you ready to continue there, buddy Dave?
I am 100% ready to continue there, buddy Josh.
So I'm just going to, the ones that I'm pretty sure we didn't do, I'm just going to name them quickly so I get them the fuck out of the way. Magic Carpets of Aladdin.
No.
Didn't think so. It's literally just a, I don't even know, like you go up and down and it spins. Dumbo.
We did not do Dumbo, no.
So Dumbo is the same thing as the Magic Carpets of Aladdin. Just goes up and down. That's it. Astro Orbiter.
That was another one like Winnie the Pooh where I was trying to remember if we did it or not.
And I'm almost certain because I don't remember the last time I've ever been on that ride.
Yeah, I don't think we did it.
All right. Those I know we did. That I know we did. Yep, yep. Enchanted Tiki Room?
We did not do Tiki Room.
Okay.
You don't remember me saying on the last episode we didn't do Tiki Room and because I thought it was at Epcot and you had to correct me and say it was Magic Kingdom?
Right. So then the rest of them I'm pretty sure we've done. Oh, actually, you know what? One that I know I can take out is Space Mountain because you've never been on that.
Which we already mentioned earlier. Yes.
But Big Thunder Mountain, did you go on that one?
We did not. We did not. At least I did not do Big Thunder Mountain.
Okay, took that one out as well. All right, how about this one? One of the big ones. Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Yes. Yeah, we did that one.
I'm pretty sure we'd gone on that one. So let's talk about Seven Dwarfs Mine Train there, Dave.
That was one I think you were surprised that I enjoyed. It was one I was surprised I enjoyed because it is sort of a mini roller coaster. There's just no loops or anything. I loved it. For me, it's an awesome ride. I'm going to rank it as a 9. It's just, I enjoyed that one way more than I thought I did. I know that's one that I was doing commentary on, like I was making jokes and shit as we were going on it. And at one point I'm like, shit, I wish I had the mics turned on because I had a couple of lapel mics that I had brought with me.
I remember that comment. Yeah, because we had the lapel mics. Those are awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, and we weren't wearing them for that one, and I don't even remember what I was saying now, but I remember that I was just saying some wild shit while we were on that ride, and at one point I'm like, damn it, I really wish I had the mics right now.
Yeah, so I think, Dave, one thing I want to discuss with you as well is like, I know you know, life happened, shit happened, right? But once we get in a good place, I think we need to make this like September, like a yearly trip between us.
Oh, 100%. I totally agree. I was thinking the same thing, especially because it's the time of year where food and wine happens.
It's food and wine, the Halloween events. It's my favorite stuff that happens there. And you know what? I'm not going to lie. It's not as hot.
It's not as busy as July
and August, right? It starts to slow down there.
Yeah.
It's a little bit rainy, but you know what? I can deal with the rain.
Yeah, 100%. So can I. I'm still determined to try to get there 1 year because I share a birthday with Walt Disney. I was born on the same day as Walt Disney. And I definitely just want to get there 1 year for my birthday and do a day at Disney World for my birthday. And it is in December, so that's right. That's around the time that they would be doing the Mickey Christmas stuff. This year, I think there's two. There's one Christmas event at Magic Kingdom, and then there's another one this year at Hollywood Nights that they're calling Jollywood Nights.
Yeah, at Hollywood Studios, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, sorry, I got Hollywood Studios confused with the fact that it's called Jollywood Nights, and I kind of combined that. But yeah, so I definitely want to try to get that. Like Josh said, obviously there's circumstances. I've been unemployed for 9 months. I got laid off from my job back in December, literally on my birthday last year, which was amazing. That was a great fucking birthday present to be laid off on my birthday. And it was a mass layoff of the store that I was working at. And I've been trying to find something ever since. Honestly, it's been so hard. I've done so many interviews and all I hear back is we've decided to go with other candidates. So it's hard. It's not like I've just been sitting around for 9 months doing nothing.
No, you have not. I know. And Trust me, you and I have talked at length about your job hunting.
And it's breaking my heart that I can't go with you in a couple of weeks when you go back. Because I have so much free time now, but I don't have fucking money to do anything.
Yeah.
And so it's really breaking my heart. And I thought I had a job lined up a month ago, and they just completely fucked me over and fired me before they even scheduled me for a shift. That's something that I'm not going to get into on this podcast also because I'm exploring legal avenues to see if I have a case for wrongful termination or not. So I'm not going to say too much more other than that. But yeah, it's so life's been kind of knocking me down the last 9 months, but we're trying. We're doing the best we can. And yeah,
we'll get back.
But I definitely want to make that a yearly thing. Pardon me, a yearly thing. Even if we do it. Well, I mean, again, I'd prefer to do it in September because of food and wine. But I mean, even if we did it in January, because when we went in January, it wasn't too bad either.
No. January is fun. The thing with January is not bad. It's slow time. So that is fun. But like, there's just not anything going on around that time. That's what I like about September/October.
Because like, I mean,
the food and wine.
It was the art festival at Epcot, which is fine if you're into art.
That's crazy. That's bad for me because there was the few paintings that I really wanted to fucking buy, and I was ready to drop $400 or $500 on fucking these paintings. So that's a little scary for me. But
I'm with you because. Especially some of those Thomas Kincaid paintings, man.
Yep. Yeah.
So oh God, fucking good. Fucking so good. And man, if I had the money, there are so many paintings that I really want to buy. The money and the space. That's the other thing. I don't have the space at home to hang all these paintings and
my
stuff.
My walls are pretty empty, Dave. I only got like one big Star Wars painting, and actually I have a Lion King painting up on my walls too. but I'm gonna get some Disney ones at some point.
But yeah,
Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. You loved it. That you gave that a 9. That's a little surprising because again, it's a roller coaster. But I did remember you loving that ride, so it was a good one. It's a fun one.
Yeah, I just wish I could remember some of the comments I made because I know.
Yeah.
Because I remember even the guy behind us was like cracking up at some of the shit I was saying.
Yeah, that's about right. That's actually not the newest. Not as of this recording, it's not the newest ride. But as of when we were there, it was the newest ride at Magic Kingdom that I could think of. Because Tron is now open, but yeah, that's a great ride. So next, moving on, because we got about 11 more to go that I can see. Mickey's Philhar Magic.
I don't think we did that.
Oh, we didn't do that? Oh, you know what? You're right. You know why we didn't do that? Because we were going to do it, and then we decided not to, and we said, we'll wait and do it during the party. But then we didn't get to go through the party because they didn't have it open during the party because it was a walkthrough to get candy.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll check off Mickey's Philhar Magic there. Okay. Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid, which under the sea.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a fun one.
It's like the Finding Nemo one at Epcot.
But I mean, obviously with the Finding Nemo, it's updated, so you have like the screens and everything, where is this one, it's more of the animatronics and just like the statuettes and stuff.
It's almost like a brand new ride.
Yeah.
But no, I'm just saying, like the Little Mermaid one is maybe 10 years old.
Oh, I thought it was older than that.
No, it's like it was part of the Fantasyland expansion that they did maybe 10 years ago. It's actually a newer ride.
Oh, okay. But yeah, no, it's as you said, it's similar to Nemo. I thought it was better than Nemo. I enjoyed it. I can't remember what I gave Nemo. I'm going to give Little Mermaid, Under the Sea, Ariel's Adventure, whatever the full proper name is, I'm going to give it a 7.
Amazing. What? I love that. What? Under the Sea, Little Mermaid, Ariel's Adventure, whatever the fuck it's called. You're giving it like 7 different nicknames there, Dave. Amazing. Oh, no, I like that ride. Yeah, I want to say my mom got on that. So maybe it's a little bit older than 10 years. Maybe it's about 15. But it's still not like an old ride, right? Because like I said, it was part of that expansion. But yeah, no,
Under the Sea, Journey of the Little Mermaid is the exact title. So excuse me for coming up with like 8 fucking different titles for it. It's a long ass title for the name of the ride. Under the Sea, Journey of the Little Mermaid.
Amazing.
Ariel's Adventure or whatever.
Ariel's Adventure. it's a good ride though. It's a nice little kiddie ride. It's a nice place to go get cooled down, because it's actually kind of cold in there. When it's blistering hot, there's AC pumping through those like little tunnels to get into the ride.
Yeah.
And then once you get on the ride, it's just like, it's nice and cold. It's fucking, it's lovely if you want to get out of the heat. It's a good spot to go to.
For sure.
Yeah. Next one. One of my favorites. We're just going to talk about it right now. The People Mover.
I love the People Mover. It's another one like Spaceship Earth where you can just, it's not a long wait at all. And you can just get on and relax for a couple of minutes. It's not as air conditioned as Spaceship Earth, but you know, it's a nice way just to relax and cool down a little bit if you've had a long day. I absolutely love the People Mover. I think Spaceship Earth, in my opinion, is a little bit better just because you do get that nice blast of cold air. Mm-hmm. And there is a little bit of interactivity with Spaceship Earth where at the end you can sort of pick what you want your future to be on the touch screen. Whereas People Mover, you're just sitting there and enjoying the ride.
Hang on. I just had a flashback that I don't remember if you did this. I'm pretty sure you did this. Did you not email yourself those pictures, but like to your work email?
Yeah.
We didn't talk about that last time. Because I know you can email yourself the pictures, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure you emailed it to work when you're still working.
Yeah. I 100% did. Yep.
Didn't the other manager be like, what the fuck? Oh, that was
great. Most of them laughed. Most of them enjoyed it. But yeah, it was. So I emailed those pictures, and there's a video too. And I emailed the pictures and the video to my work.
That's great. Yeah, okay. So back to the People Mover. I love that one. What? It's definitely not air conditioned, because this is what it is. It's like a little cart system that goes around all of the land of the Tomorrowland, and you go like backstage of you don't really go backstage, but you go back behind Space Mountain. You see it because it's in the dark, and you see some of the other rides. You go around Space Mountain, not just Space Mountain. I just said Space Mountain. Sorry, you go around behind. What was that, Dave? Buzz Lightyear, and then yeah. Such as the laugh floor and stuff like that. You go all around. It's nice and cold. It's nice. If there's a breeze, it's very nice. Again, if you've been walking all day, it's a nice little spot to relax. It's one of my favorite ones to go to. I definitely go on that every trip multiple times. And one of the things that I just got, and I think I said this last week too when I was at Fan Expo, was I got 2 Funko Pops of Minnie and Pluto riding that.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to find the last 2, which is Stitch and Mickey. So if anybody knows where they can find those, let me know.
I think I saw them on Amazon. I don't remember if they're sold out, because I remember looking them up after you mentioned them. People, Mover, Funko. Yeah, so they have the Disney one. It's on Amazon right now. It's $18.98.
That's not bad.
What was the other one you needed?
It's Mickey and Stitch.
Yeah, they don't have Stitch on Amazon. They only have the other three, Mickey, Minnie, and Pluto, but they don't have the Stitch one.
Well, I got 2 out of 4. I will find those last two. So moving on, we're going to stick in Tomorrowland and talk about one of those rides that we've passed by on the People Mover, and that is Buzz Lightyear. Space Ranger Spin.
That is actually one that I did not go on with you either time.
Oh, really?
You and Whiten did that one in January, and you didn't fucking tell me about it. I never went on that one with you.
Okay, but did you go on it by yourself when in January?
No, I never did end up having a chance to go on Space Ranger Spin. So, okay. But I do want to know more about it, because I remember seeing the photos of you and Whiten on it in the photo pass, because our accounts were linked. Yeah. But yeah, so tell me more about Space Ranger Spin, because that looked like a fun time.
It is a fun time. It's a little bit of an older ride. It's you sit in it, and what you're doing is you're supposed to be part of the Space Cadets with Buzz. And you have to shoot all the Z's and shoot and fight Zurg and, you know, defeat Zurg, right? And so you're basically shooting the Z's. They're like targets, right? And every time you shoot it, you get points. It's a point system game, right? It's a lot of fun. And you just, reasons called Space Ranger Spin is because there's a joystick in the middle. One of you has to decide which way you want to spin. You can just keep spinning in circles if you really want to. Or just, like, you know, spin whichever way you need to get the most points.
I feel like letting Whiten be in control of that would not be the smartest idea.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that one. That's fun.
But I did want to give a 7.5 to People Mover, because I don't think I rated that one. So I'm going to give that one 7.5.
All right. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We're rounding down here, Dave. So one that I'm going to talk about, again, we'll stick in, there's a few of them. We're going to stick in Tomorrowland here, and the Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor. I know we went to that one.
We did. We didn't do that one until January, but we did do that one.
Okay.
Because, yeah.
Right, because we went through it and during the Halloween party, and again, it's a treat trail.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and then we did it with Whiten and his daughter, Olivia.
Yeah,
she did not like waiting in the line.
She doesn't. She really doesn't like waiting in line.
I noticed that. Oh man, she's as impatient as her father.
Yeah. Speaking of father, I gotta message him. Sorry, continue.
Yeah,
do you want to talk about that at all, or do you want to wait till we do the January trip report?
You know what? Let's leave that one for the January report.
Fair enough. All right, so then we are down to our final five here, Dave. I'm going to finish off, what's it called?
Tomorrowland?
Tomorrowland here with one of my favorites, my absolute favorites. This ride, if you need to take a break.
Carousel of Progress.
Yes, it is the Carousel of Progress.
This is another one that I don't remember if we did in September. I know definitely January. But I don't remember us doing it in September.
Yeah, now I'm thinking about it. Might have been a treat trail. Yeah, I'm thinking. Goddamn treat trails, man.
But I
love Carousel of Progress, because it's like it's a Walt original. I'm gonna talk about it for a few seconds, anyways, because it's something that was at the 1964 World's Fair.
Yeah,
there's some of them that were just at the World's Fair, and it's just, this is like the original. This is something that Walt did himself. Like he helped create this thing, because, you know, when the World's Fair was coming, they went to Disney to be like, hey, we need some ideas, we need some stuff, right? And this was one of them. And, you know, since then it's been going on. It was at Disneyland, now it's at Disney World, and it's I love that ride.
Yeah, I don't think I went on that one with you at all. I mean, I'll talk more about it in when we do the January one, but I think. because I did it twice in January, and both times I think was on my own. Because I know the first time I did it, I definitely know it was when I believe I was waiting for you guys to come out of Space Mountain, or I was waiting for you guys to come out of one of the rides that I wasn't going on. And Space Mountain is the only one in Tomorrowland that I can think of that I wouldn't go on. So, yeah, but yeah, I think both times I did Carousel of Progress, it was without you guys. But I'll talk more about that one when we do the January episode.
All right, so heading on over to Fantasyland. Mm-hmm. One of, I know, your favorite rides. I don't even know if we fucking did this in thing, but I know we definitely did this in January, I think, maybe. Small World?
We did do that in September, and I swore to God I would never go on that again. That was one, again, where I wish we had the mics. Well, I wish we were mic'd up at the time, because that was one where I was just complaining the whole time. Because we were in the front, where there's probably the most amount of legroom in that boat, and it still wasn't enough legroom. That ride is fucking awful for adults, man. That is... I'm going to give that like a negative 3,000 out of 10. Come on,
it's another World Fair ride, though.
I remember messaging Whiten afterwards, and I was like, fuck Small World. Fuck this ride. I hate this. I'm never doing this ride again.
Yeah, Whiten doesn't like that ride either.
Because I remember I was so excited. I want it to go on that ride. Like you said, it's one of the original rides, and I want it to do it. I was so excited to do it. And then I did it. I'm like, no, fuck this ride. Fuck this ride forever. Never again.
Yeah, because it's a 1960 World Fair one. It's that. Yeah. I love that ride. Yeah. I know. It's a little annoying, but I'll still go on it every day. Every time.
Oh, my God. It's so cramped. And it's one that would be a nice ride if it had lake space, because it's, again, it's like Grand Fiesta, it's like People Mover, it's like Spaceship Earth, where it's one that you can just sit in for like 15 minutes and relax, except you can't relax because there's no fucking leg room, and your knees are like fucking squished up to your man boobs, and it sucks, and it hurts, and I hate that ride, and fuck that ride, and fuck the World's Fair of 1964, and fuck anybody that worked on this ride.
Oh, Dave. All right, we're down to the final three. And we are going to go over to Adventureland here. And we're going to talk about probably one of your favorites, if I'm not mistaken, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Absolutely loved Pirates of the Caribbean. Again, that was one that we did at night during the Halloween party. So there were so many people dressed up in costumes. Obviously, yeah. So many people dressed up as Captain Jack Sparrow. And yeah, no, it's a fun ride. I ended up doing it twice, maybe three more times when we went in January. And I fucked up the second time, because I was trying to get a picture, and I thought I remembered where the fucking camera was, having been on it already multiple times, and I looked in the completely opposite wrong direction of the fucking camera.
You knew exactly where the camera was, you just did the wrong direction.
I knew what spot in the ride it was, and I had a pose ready to go and everything, but I turned to the wrong direction. So all you see me in the picture is just posing with the back of my head.
Yeah. Oh, that was awesome.
But yeah, no, it made for a great picture. I turned that one into a fridge magnet. So
nice.
But yeah, I love Pirates. I'm going to give that one 8. It's another classic ride that obviously has had updates since the Pirates of the Caribbean movies were released.
Yep.
I remember doing that ride when I was young and went to Disney, and mm-hmm. obviously it was a completely different ride because the movies hadn't come out yet. Now in this version, you're pretty much looking for Jack Sparrow, and he's hiding in different places throughout the ride. But yeah, yeah, no,
he shows up 3 times in the ride.
Yeah, so yeah, I'll give it an 8. I absolutely love that ride.
Yeah, no, it's a fantastic ride. Again, it's another ride where you can go and get to be nice and cool. It's probably about a 5 to 10 minute ride itself, just in general. And then waiting to get off the ride, it takes a little bit because I got to load the boats, let the boats go. It's a little bit of a water ride, little hill, and yeah, it's a fun ride. It's a classic. I love it. They've done some updating. Yeah, like I said, you look for Jack Sparrow a couple times, and it's fun. I love that ride, though.
Yeah, it's a good ride. Yeah.
So final two, Dave. We are going over, and we're going to talk about Splash Mountain.
Ooh, I honestly thought you were going to save that one for last. I like Splash Mountain. I love, like, waterlog rides. They're one of my favorite rides. I was not ready for how steep this one was. This was a large drop. You even told me beforehand to, like, take my glasses off.
Yeah.
So the picture in that one, I wish I actually had have saved that picture. Because, yeah, obviously with Splash Mountain now being closed and making way for Tiana's Bayou Adventure, I wish I had have done a souvenir picture for that one, and I didn't. I can't even remember if I saved that picture to the photo album that I created for that trip. I don't
It's the Mind Train is the magnet that you gave me, right?
Yeah, Mind Train. So the magnets I did for the first one, I did Mind Train. I think I did Pirates for the first one as well.
Okay.
And Frozen.
Nice. Yeah. Splash Mountain is one of my absolute favorite rides. I get it. I understand. It's tied to some racism stuff, right? But, like, it's just a classic ride, man. It was so great. The song was great. I loved it.
Well, the funny thing to me is I know we tried to go back on it for its last day because we were there in January for its last day.
Yeah, you fucks.
And don't blame me. I wanted to do it.
Wanted to wait 3 hours with me.
I didn't want to wait 3 hours.
It's okay. You know why it's okay, Dave? Because I got to go on it in fucking Disneyland.
But yeah, so it was, I think the longest that it was at that on the last day at Disney World, I think the longest it got up to was a 3.5 hour wait. But for the most part, it was anywhere from 2 to 3 hours, usually running about 2.5 hours. And it's funny because I just watched back the video the other day because I took video of us entering the ride when we went in September. I didn't take video of the actual ride itself. I probably would have lost my fucking phone if I tried to do that. But the wait, it's such a stark contrast because the last day was like 2 to 3 hours. And then when we were there in September, it was a 10-minute wait time.
It was also during the party, right? So it wasn't as busy, I don't think.
Well, I think we did it during the day because when I watched when I watched the video, it was still daylight out. So I think we did it before we did the party.
Oh, interesting.
I that makes sense too because I think the thing is you wanted to make sure we did it before the party because we were going to be carrying candy and stuff, and you didn't want to do the ride while had candy. So, yeah, I definitely think we did that one before the Halloween party.
Okay. Well, yeah, I loved Splash Mountain. It was so awesome. There's, like, two small, like, it's a 15-minute ride.
Yeah.
It's just, like, there's two little, like, small drops and, like, there's a lot of animatronics and songs and different things going on everywhere. And then you have that one
big drop. Yeah.
And it was fantastic. So, I mean, like, I don't remember. I'm still excited to see what they do with the Tiana's Bayou. I mean, I've never actually seen Princess and the Frog, so I should probably watch it before that comes out. But, yeah, I loved that ride. It was one of my absolute favorite rides.
Yeah. I'm going to give it an 8. I like that ride. Definitely a larger drop than what I was expecting. But I'm still gonna give that ride an 8. It was a fun ride. So yeah, we'll have to go back once they open it up as Tiana's Bayou Adventure again, whatever they're naming it. I can't remember what the exact name is.
No, you're right. Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
But yeah, so yeah, definitely enjoyed Splash Mountain.
All right. Now we're down to our final ride here, Dave. And the reason I left this to be last is because this is my personal favorite at the park. I have a lot of sentimental value for this ride, and I go on this absolutely every single time. I've never missed not going on this at least once in the trip, and that is Peter Pan's Flight.
Yeah, it's for me, it's similar to what E.T. is at Universal Studios.
Okay, yeah.
And it's a fun ride. You're basically flying over scenes from Peter Pan in Neverland. Well, obviously first you're flying over London, and then it takes you through the different scenes throughout Peter Pan. And it's a fun, nice little ride. It gives you the illusion of flight. Again, it's another one that the Imagineers did a great job with. Because when you're waiting in line, you know, there are some things in line where you're supposed to be like walking past the children's bedroom and you see Peter's shadow. And I think they even have it interactive. So Peter's fighting with his shadow. And yeah, it's another nod to a classic Disney movie. And I mean, it's a fun ride. I wouldn't say it's the best ride. I'll give it a 7, but yeah, it's a fun little ride, and it's definitely one that I would recommend.
Yeah, I love it. I kind of have sentimental value. This was mine and my mom's favorite ride, so we would go on this absolutely every single time, always together, and that's why I love this ride. It always makes me think of her, and Peter Pan was my favorite Disney movie that I can remember as a kid. We even had like the Disney, like we even had it on like a record, and I would just listen to it over and over again as a kid, like actual record. And I remember moving the needle back, just listening to it as a kid, playing, pretending to be Peter Pan and everything. So I love it. I love that ride. It's still my favorite. It's always a long wait. It is one of the longest waits all the time. It's usually like at least almost a 2-hour wait. But we were able to get like the Lightning Lane for it, I think, or something.
Well, I think it was just because it was that was another one we went on during the Halloween, the trick or treat,
not so scary Halloween party.
Yeah, the trick or treating part of that day, and I think the line just wasn't as busy as what it normally was. Because yeah, we definitely went through the regular line. But yeah, I remember it only being about a 20-minute wait, maybe not even that. So okay. Yeah, it was actually a really short wait when we did it. And actually, I think that's why you wanted to do it, because the wait time was so low, and you're like, it's never this low. We should do this one right now. Because I think we did it after we came out of It's a Small World. And so yeah, it's a fun ride. I enjoy it.
Yeah, that's yeah. Yeah, that's Magic Kingdom. That's all the rides that we got there at Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, I like Magic Kingdom. I mean, I will rank my overall parks after we do Hollywood Studios. But right. I definitely enjoy Magic Kingdom. Hollywood Studios is probably going to be the shortest of the segments of our trip. But I mean. I have some fun stories from Hollywood Studios. I definitely have some fun stories from Hollywood Studios. So I'm really, really looking forward to doing that one.
Next week.
Yeah. Yeah. But fucking window virus alerts. Get the fuck out of here. But yeah, no, I'm definitely looking forward to doing Hollywood Studios. But Magic Kingdom was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed doing the trick-or-treating aspect of it. And yeah, I don't really have anything else to add to Magic Kingdom. Do you?
No, I just it's the original one that they made in Florida. So that one would have opened in 1971. It's a classic. It's got the castle. This one has Cinderella Castle.
Yes.
Fireworks.
Yeah. I meant to bring that up because on the last show you sort of did make it seem like you wanted to mention all the iconic things of the park. Like you mentioned that Epcot has the giant ball for Spaceship Earth. Animal Kingdom has the Tree of Life. Obviously Magic Kingdom has Cinderella's Castle, and we'll talk about Hollywood Studios on the next episode.
Yeah, I'll have a few things to say about what their icon is now. But yeah, the castle is beautiful. Right now it's still got the same colors that when they had painted it for the 50th anniversary. Yeah. When we were there and it had the 50th anniversary medallion. And what was cool is when we went last year in September, they had all the 50th anniversary statues. Those are really cool too. Like they're I think some of them are still around. I mean, I will confirm that in a couple weeks. But yeah, I love Magic Kingdom. It's one of my favorite. I always go. It looks like I'll be going twice this year. And yeah, Magic Kingdom's a great time. Makes me feel like a kid again.
It definitely is. And we are over an hour and 20 minutes. See, I told you it was a good idea to split this one in two. I mean, part of that was because you ran down and did your laundry, but that would still put us at about an hour and 10 minutes, hour and 15 minutes. Yeah. So we will start wrapping this up. So we will finish the September series with Hollywood Studios, as I said. We still have to talk about the January trip, and I was thinking of maybe doing a separate episode talking about the food and stuff, because we more so in January when we were there with Whiten, we did a whole bunch of different dining options, although yeah. we did do a couple in September as well. So I think I want to make that a separate show. And I do one of the shows that upcoming that I do want to do to give people a little bit of a break from hearing about all of our adventures and stuff to the parks. November marks the 10th anniversary of the release of Frozen. So I think in honor of that, we are going to do a review of Frozen for nice. One of our November shows. So we will be doing that. And then who knows, we'll be doing some more reviews coming up as well. But we do have a couple more episodes to go with the trip reviews. Having said that, like I said at the beginning of the show, you can follow us on social medias. Twitter at Ocho Ortiz Disney, Instagram at Ocho and Ortiz Disney Pod, Facebook.com/ Ocho and Ortiz Disney Pod. You can become our patron on Patreon by going to patreon.com/ Ocho and Ortiz Disney Pod. Because we are banking these episodes, I am doing my best to have these edited before their actual releases. And then I'm trying to make exclusive to Patreon early access to these episodes. So check out our Patreon, patreon.com/ Ocho and Ortiz Disney Pod. And if you want to help support us by buying some merch, go to shop.spreadshirt.com/ Ocho and Ortiz Disney Pod. And like I said, the best way you can help support the show for free is just by letting other people know where they can find us. Share this show. Let them know that we are available on most major podcasts and platforms, including but not limited to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and the main source of uploading is Podbean. Ocho and Ortiz Disney Pod.podbean.com. And as always, guys, whether you're listening to this in the morning, the afternoon, the evening, whatever time of day it is, where you are, when you're listening, we appreciate you listening. We thank you for listening. And we will talk to you again very, very soon. Bye-bye.
Adios.